Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Shall we have the son of one of the top air gun terrorists that blew up British military bases and villages of Arabs in Palestine and Israel? He's basically in there running the lighthouse as an open Israeli officer. He's there advising Obama. I was talking to Ray about chances of them attacking Iran. I'll ask him that on air. But if you were there talking to Obama, if you could have an hour with Obama, what would be the first thing you said to him, Ray McGovern?
Well, you know, this kind of thing is not impossible. Let me go back a couple of years and tell you that I met Senator John Warner, my distinguished senator from Virginia, at a concert, okay? He was walking alone outside, and I said to my wife, oh, this is a great chance. I went out there and introduced myself as the fellow that gave up my seat at the Bolshoi Ballet when he came to sign agreements on disarmament back in 1972. And he said, oh, you're the one. So we had a little camaraderie there. And as we walked back into the crowd there, he's hanging onto my arm. And I said, you know, Senator Warner, you really ought to look into why they hate us, why they really hate us. And he turned to me and said, oh, why is that? And I said, because they identify us specifically and exclusively with the state of Israel and the kinds of oppression that Israel is doing in the Middle East. Now, his grip on my arm, Alex, was like a vice. He cut off the circulation. And he said, well, I don't know what we can do about that. And I looked at him, and I said, holy Moses, here's a guy, last term in the Senate. He's been around a long time, and he panics. He grabs my cuts off the blood circulation in my left arm and says, oh, I don't know if we could do anything about that. And there it is. So what I would do to Obama is grab his arm and say, look, Barack, you're surrounded by people who don't have the interests of the United States primary in mind. This Iran thing is a cockamamie way to do the kind of regime change that Bush and Cheney did in Iraq. Face up to it, Obama, or else just go away because you're a terrible disappointment the way you cave in to all these crooks. That's what I'd say to Obama.
Plus, there's the ramifications. I've seen a lot of top analysts saying this could trigger a World War III type of scenario or bare minimum a wider conflict. And there's a lot of other regimes around the world that on both sides or on different sides, on their own side, who may take an attack on Iran knowing we're totally overextended as a chance to start new wars and take over other areas.
Well, not only that, but the Iranians have the kind of terrorist system that, you know, makes Al-Qaeda look like a grammar school. They can cause all kinds of troubles here in this country as well. So, you know, it's really necessary for this word to get out. And what I call the fawning corporate media, Alex, the mass media in this country, TV, radio, owned by the kinds of corporations that are profiting from wars such as we have in Iraq and Afghanistan and, God forbid, Iran, they don't know which end is up. They don't care about U.S. soldiers perishing in these wars. All they care about is to disguise the real roots of these wars. Now, one thing I'll just add to this calculus. Today, there's a Washington Post panegyric, a very laudatory exposition on Rahm Emanuel. The reason that Barack Obama is foundering is because he hasn't heeded Rahm Emanuel's advice. That's the whole point of this thing, written by one of their neocon writers, okay? Now, in the midst of this thing, it turns out that Rahm Emanuel was first and foremost among those that said, you can't try Hadi Sheikh Mohammed in a civilian court. Now, he wants him tried in a military court. Why is that? Well, you know why that is? Because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, when he was asked, when he was first apprehended, why he did what he did in masterminding 9/11, he said, because of my extreme hatred for U.S. policy favoring Israel. That's going to come out in a civilian court. Rahm Emanuel and the other neocons don't want to
stay there. Let's talk about your article, The Good Terrorist.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine. Swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got 2 hours and 52 minutes left in this four-hour radio broadcast. It is Texas Independence Day, March 2nd, Tuesday. Got about 6 minutes left with Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, multiple presidents. For the balance of the hour into the next, we're going to have the once-a-month visit with Mike Rivero. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to be getting into the economy, the police state, and a lot more, the attack on the Internet that's taking place, the transformation of our republic into a first-rate banana republic. But going back to Ray McGovern here, Ray, shifting gears just into the policies that our nation has really now openly adopted. What, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Bush put out a press release from the White House saying, oh, we're funding these four patriot groups inside Iran, three of them tied to Al-Qaeda, one of them commanded by the number three in Al-Qaeda. And I remember years ago, you talked about the Golden Mosque in Iraq being bombed by Western forces to get the Sunnis and Shiites killing each other. That later came out that that was the case. I mean, this is standard operating procedure. And you wrote an article titled, A Good Terrorist Captured by Iran for Counterpunch. Break down the type of covert operations, the black ops, the false flags that are being launched against Iran. Because from all this evidence and the White House admitting it and Obama continuing it, Iran has been incredibly restrained in putting up with this and not responding.
Well, they had a big piece of luck because they had captured one of the good terrorists. Now, as is well known, there are good terrorists and there are bad terrorists. The bad ones are the bad guys. The good ones are the ones that we fund to the tune of $400 million. Can you imagine? $400 million for covert operation. You can do a lot of stuff with $400 million. And one of the terrorist organizations that seems to be acquiring some of this largesse, our tax money, is a violent organization called Jundallah. Now people have to realize that almost half the population in Iran is minorities. Okay, you have the Azeris, you have the Baluchis, you have the Kurds. Only about 51% are actually Persian. So there's a fertile field for causing trouble and putting the regime off balance. Well, they caught this one fella, and his claim to fame was running this Jundallah, which is not only harassing everyone it can, not only tried to assassinate Ahmadinejad, but also can be used in this manner. On October 1st last year, there was a breakthrough agreement that shocked everyone. For the first time, a high-level negotiator, that is, it was the Undersecretary of State, was sent to talk with the Iranians together with the Europeans about the Iranian nuclear problem. And the proposal was, hey, why don't you send 75% of your low-enriched uranium to Russia and to France, and we'll turn it into the fuel you need for your small reactor that produces medical isotopes. And guess what the Iranians said? Okay, that sounds like a good idea. What a shock! Even the New York Times acknowledged that if this happens, that would represent a major accomplishment, reducing Iran's ability to make a nuclear weapon quickly and buying more time for negotiations. Okay, well, that looked really good. Guess what happened? Jundallah rose to the occasion. And 2.5 weeks later, namely on October 18, 2009, mounted a guerrilla operation that killed the deputy commander of the Revolutionary Guard's ground forces, another brigadier general who commanded that part of Iran, three other brigade commanders, and dozens of other military officers and civilians. Jundallah took proud credit for that. Now, the next day was the resumption of negotiations in Vienna this time to follow up on the breakthrough agreement. And what you could see what happened. The Revolutionary Guards went to their patron, who was the supreme leader, Khamenei, and said, "You're going to trust the West after what they've done just now? You're going to trust them by putting 75% of uranium into Russian and French hands? Give me a break." And so the deal fell through. Now, was that a terrible disappointment to Hillary Clinton and the rest of them? Not at all. They wanted the deal to they're not concerned about the nuclear potential of Iran. What they want is regime change. And were this deal to have gone through, Ahmadinejad and the rest of them would have been in a stronger position than the one they are now. So, this is so hypocritical and, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize what's going on there. They want regime change. They don't care much about the nuclear thing, or else they would have taken the Iranians, on their agreement in principle to go through with it. Now, the rest of the story is the Iranians have come up with several other very constructive suggestions. They've all been turned down by guess who? Rahm Emanuel and Dennis Ross, another neocon. And so the idea is not so much the Iranian problem, but the nuclear problem, uranium, but it's the Iran problem. It's Ahmadinejad, whom people still call, and I saw it in USA Today yesterday, still say that he's trying to wipe Israel off the face of the map. That is a crude, manufactured translation by the New York Times and others of what he really said, and what he really said was nowhere close to that.
Well, we also, 6 months ago, they said secret nuclear plant found in Iran, and it turned out they reported a plant they were building 6 months before they had to, according to the IAEA rules. And so hoax after hoax by the same globalist that have brought us WMDs in Iraq.
Yeah, Alex, we have to be just a trifle careful here. I think talked to a lot of the experts here. Iran should have notified us before they did about that thing. When they did invite us in, of course, the UN inspectors found nothing, so we're still at a very rudimentary stage. But one has to remember that there are certain obligations the Iranians have not lived up to, and you know, people have been saying to me, well, did Iran ever try to do a nuclear weapon? Well, hell yes, you know. Let's realize that up until the fall of 2003, they spent almost two decades working on a nuclear weapon. So
well, Ray, I'm certainly no fan of Iran. I'm not a fan of any of these governments around the world. They're almost always run by, you know, corrupt oligarchies or these different, you know, regimes. My issue is I don't want World War III to start there in the Middle East and Central Asia. And we really appreciate you coming on and breaking down all these different angles today. And we certainly hope that war isn't launched in the spring or the summer. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for the time.
Most welcome.
All right, there goes Ray McGovern. Now, for the balance of this hour, we are joined by Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Fellow GCN radio host. He joins us once a month here. Of course, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. We just began simulcasting the last 2 hours and 45 minutes of this radio show. We always take a portion of the show and transmit it visually for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to shift gears into the economy. I want to get into the burgeoning police state, the attack on the internet, and a host of other issues with Mike Rivera. But in the balance of this short segment, since we were just talking about Senator Kerry going over to Israel this week saying, please don't launch an attack on Iran. We have the military saying they don't want to do it, but most of the newspapers pushing it. I do want to get Mike Rivera's take on what's happening in the Middle East right now. Mike Rivera, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me there, Alex. And my take on the Middle East is, as you point out, we have a group of individuals in the United States and in Israel who want yet another war on Israel's enemies. They're still pushing as hard as they can. About 2 weeks ago, leading up to the Olympics, there was this huge renewed propaganda effort to try and convince America that Iran is some kind of a threat to us. They didn't get any traction with that, and they've kind of backed off. Then we were hearing about how Israel might just go ahead and attack Iran without the permission of the United States. They were supposed to vote on that in the Knesset on Sunday. I don't think they got the vote. They're not acting like they got it. Now, yes, last night we got this statement from Hillary Clinton that new sanctions against Iran may take a couple of months. And so I think the news story we were seeing about how Russia was now open to sanctions was not 100% accurate, because what Russia really said is what they've always said. If there was evidence of a nuclear weapon program in Iran, they would support more sanctions. But they're not willing to just support them as things are right now.
What about Iranian statements that we've been seeing from Ahmadinejad and others that they expect Israel to attack them in the spring or summer?
It seems a very reasonable expectation. I think the only reason Israel hasn't attacked yet is because the American government cannot get the support of the American people for another war and cannot get the support of the American people for any more assistance and aid in Israel's wars against other countries. I think Operation Cast Lead in Gaza may prove in hindsight to have been Israel's greatest political miscalculation. They're trying to basically rebrand and spin it away as no big deal. But I think the world got a real wake-up call about what Israel is really like, and the American people, by and large, do not want to support that, either morally or financially. And because of that, I think that's putting a brake on the situation. Now, of course, our future is always under the control of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And there are definitely people in Israel who are capable of ordering an attack against Iran, knowing that Israel could not withstand a counterattack, but just absolutely serenely confident that they can get the U.S. to come in, spend American dollars, shed American lives to protect Israel from
retaliation. And don't let a good crisis go to waste. Get us into a crisis. We're going to come back and finish up on this topic, because we know Israel, at least large sectors of their government, as you just said, the Knesset isn't really going for it right now, so that's some good news. But large sectors of the Israeli government, including their leader, Netanyahu, do want it right now. And they have some allies, the military-industrial complex and the big banks, that want a new political distraction to bring in this new bank of the world that's being pushed. We'll talk about that.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, the United States has become an engine of oppression and preemptive war and wars of aggression. We're being robbed by the same offshore banks that own the big military-industrial complex, that are making hundreds of billions a year off the surveillance grid being installed all over the world, but predominantly in England, the U.S. and Canada, Australia, New Zealand. And they want new wars. And they are waging war against our liberties and freedoms. And I was talking to Mike Rivero about the fact that Israel says they want to go to war with Iran. They have some allies, though, don't they, Mike, in that the corrupt corporations need this political distraction, and they need, because they know if we're in a war, people will put up with losing their jobs or having their pension funds seized.
They hope that people will put up with losing their jobs and having their pension funds seized. It's this kind of war's distraction has worked before, but this is a very new age, and we're going into this potential escalation of conflict with the American people already polling as two-thirds are already angry with the federal government. They don't trust the government. They don't trust the banks. They understand that wars are just a big money-making deal. It places, you know, the banks want wars. They don't even care which side wins or loses because both sides go into debt. And the American people certainly understand this. And so I think the reaction of the American public to a new war is going to be dramatically different from what the government and the corporations and the banks hope it will be. We understand about the military-industrial complex. We understand that Iran is not actually a threat to the United States of America. We understand that we were lied into the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that we're engaging in these covert wars in Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen. We're killing more civilians than we are enemy combatants. And the American people, I think, are really kind of fed up. I think a new war in Iran is going to blow up in the government's face. I think that's the reason it hasn't started yet.
The only way Iran is a threat, and this is just from my own common sense, but I've seen a lot of top analysts say the same thing, is if you do attack them, according to the law of war, if you're preemptively attacked, you can fight back any way you want. Like, U.S. military's always put special forces in behind enemy lines to blow up dams, to attack police stations, to engage in terror attacks. That's just called, guerrilla warfare. But then the media has said if Iran so much as fires anti-aircraft guns at Israeli or U.S. jets while they're bombing them, that that's an act of terror. I mean, this is mass mental illness where anyone who buys into this is basically the equivalent of saying anyone who raised a hand against Hitler was bad or anyone who raised a hand against Stalin was bad, that you don't have a right to raise your hand against an aggressor.
Yeah, it's the how dare you fight back at us kind of situation. And or as Eddie Izzard would say, you know, are they allowed to do that kind of mentality? And it is. I mean, you know, we're waging war on all these countries. And I think this is an extension of this whole idea that we're somehow doing these nations a favor. We saw that with the run up to Iraq, that they're going to greet us with flowers. And therefore, anybody who's shooting back at us is just being a spoil sport. The same thing going into Iran. We're just bringing those people democracy. Of course, they're going to welcome us. And the only people shooting back at us are a bunch of malcontents. And it's completely absurd. The people that are shooting back at the American forces are the ordinary, everyday men, women, and children who live in a country, and they want to hang on to it. They don't want to see it taken over by another U.S. puppet.
We know why FEMA, in all their manuals, demonizes the founding fathers and calls them terrorists, because the British were invading, and they were fighting back against the imperial power, and that is terrorism. And if you read the internal Pentagon documents, the banks in Serbia and Iraq and other places, they want to wreck the infrastructure so the big banks can come in with loans at 30% interest with our tax money paying for it and take over their countries. They know there's not going to be roses. They know they're not liberating. We know in every case where the West has its druthers, it installs dictators or oligarchs over these countries and actually puts Muslim extremists back in power in Afghanistan and into power in Iraq because they like them.
They just want to keep the turmoil going because the turmoil creates business opportunities for American interests. This is a war to impose American Western banks on the rest of the world. When you hear the buzz phrase, clash of civilizations, it's literally a war between two banking systems. You have the Islamic banking system on one, and you have the Western-style banking system on the other, the reserve banking system. And as I've pointed out many, many times before, the problem with the Federal Reserve banking system is because all the money represents a loan from the private central bank to the people. The instant that first Federal Reserve note goes into circulation, more money is owed to the banking system than is actually in existence. And this is why we have recession after recession after depression after depression. And now they want to impose the same thing on the rest of the world.
We'll talk about the global dictatorship of the bank straight ahead, a financial black hole designed from its inception to fully dominate and create neo-feudalism. They then come in with the phony environmentalism to camouflage open slavery.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north.
We're going back to Mike Rivero here in just a moment. We're going to shift gears into the economy, government takeover of health care, police state developments. We're also going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I want to remind the listeners and viewers that if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95. a month. You get all my films in super high quality, thousands and thousands of my radio shows in higher audio quality, a higher quality commercial free podcast, my book, Paul Watson's book. We've got Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, coming out later next month. I've been quietly working on for close to a year. I get so busy on these films, we don't even plug we're making them. We've also got Jason Burmes' new film, Invisible Empire, which is a whole new level for Jason. It's an incredibly powerful film, the whole history of the New World Order, extremely informative and riveting documentary. That will all premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv next month. It's $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. I want to thank all the great PrisonPlanet.tv members. We've updated and improved the site. We're improving it even more. In April, and we're talking about a month from now, it'll be 6 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about a minute to sign up. You can share your passcode with six people. And then we couldn't afford any more bandwidth than that. So you can also get a passcode, then username, passcode, and share it with a few of your friends and family that you want to wake up to see Endgame, Fall of the Republic, all these documentary films and the live TV show we simulcast with the radio, a whole other dimension, and we archive that each day, the video of the live show as well, at prisonplanet.tv. I also want to tell you about ecolablue.com. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, ColaBlue, with their ColaBlue 28 and their brand-new ColaBlue 30 machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through 7, or if it's ColaBlue 30, 12-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis, carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking, no chemical pollutants, or the fluoride we spend so much time talking about on the show. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them at ecolablue.com or by clicking on their banners at InfoWars.com. The number is 800-691-6043 if you want an information package, 800-691-6043. Okay, going back to Mike Rivero, again, who joins us from Hawaii via video Skype, for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, radio, you're hearing him. The economy, how long, and I guess the answer is they can't. I mean, they aren't fooling people, but how long can they fool the rest of the dumbbells out there that we're not really in a depression, that the banks, Gordon Brown and others, announcing a constitution of and by the banks globally, bankrupting all the nations by design, not just Iceland, not just Spain, not just Greece, but the U.S., they're now openly in our media, Bloomberg Financial, everywhere, parroting, the banks will save us later this year, early next year, the next 16 months. The banks will save you. They're going to bankrupt everything, and then you will pay your taxes to them. And we've got to raise taxes to pay the banks and cut Medicare and Medicaid. And we've got to do this, or we're going to have a depression. When we're already going into a depression because they've done it by design. Mike Rivero, how do you see this unfolding, and how bad from your research is the economy really?
Well, the economy is, I think, in a hopeless situation. I mean, the government has plunged us all deeply into debt. They impoverished us even further to save Wall Street. Meanwhile, they were sending all of our manufacturing jobs to other countries. I equate our economy to a boat with 10 holes in the bottom, and the government only has 5 corks. And all it's able to do right now is grab a cork out of one hole and shove it into another in full view of the press cameras and say, look, I'm correcting the problem. I'm fixing the problem. But we know the long term there. I don't think it's possible to save this country right now. I don't think it's possible to save the economy. And, you know, you and I have talked about the push for a global government. And we know that the three avenues, the three venues that they've been pushing forward are: one is human-caused global warming, which is crumbling. The second one was the global pandemic. That's not working out. But the one that they're still very much on track with is the global economic meltdown, where they're going to destroy the economies of all these various nations and then say, look, we've got a brand new World Bank that is going to make everything all better. And, of course, that's nonsense. Insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. We have a reserve banking system in place in the United States of America that has brought us nothing but pain, misery, recession, depression. The real wealth of the nation has been sucked out of the hands of the people and put in the pockets of the private bankers, and now they want to impose that same exact system over the entire globe. And this is why we're cranking up for war in the Mideast, because in order for the Western-style banking system to become the global standard, all the nations using the Islamic banking system have to be conquered. That's what the clash of civilizations is. It's a war between banking systems.
Now, this is their big gamble. I mean, they've got Homeland Security, NORTHCOM, openly set up to suppress the people. They're federalizing all the local police. They're putting in surveillance. They're trampling the Bill of Rights. Federal courts everywhere are ruling. There's no Fourth Amendment. They clearly are going for broke. How do you see, you say you don't think they'll get away with it, and I think there's a chance that you're right, but they're still going ahead with it. How do you see this unfolding?
Well, I think the reason they're going ahead with it is, first of all, there's a lot of social inertia in that governmental structure, and the people in charge are really still kind of living back at the height of the Cold War, which is why they're waving missiles at the Russians again. And the problem is that the people who are at the top of these pyramids, they're really old, very rich, ultra-rich and powerful people, don't really understand the very fundamental change to the nature information flows through our society brought by the Internet, by the alternative media. They're still playing the game by the rules that worked at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s, 1960s. And had they done this, what they're doing today, 50 years ago, they probably would have been able to work. Today, I don't think so. And we're seeing more and more people around the world getting angry and starting to kick this old-style government and economic system out. They did it in Iceland. They're getting ready to do it in Greece. I think it could even happen here in the United States very soon.
But we go back to the same issue. They are just continuing their takeover, and the states are moving, more than 30 of them, to declare 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment powers over the federal government. The mainstream media spins that to say, oh, the states want rebellion. They want to secede. No, they want to implement the 9th and 10th Amendment, saying the states created you. You don't have these powers that you've claimed. You keep giving us unfunded mandates. You keep taking our tax money and then sending part of it back with strings attached. Washington is run by foreign countries and big corporations. Congress now has an 8% approval rating. Ron Paul has an 84. Again, showing that they have lost the war for the hearts and minds of the people. And so I agree with you that we've got a really good chance of somehow displacing these people and just arresting this lot of Kinley slash Madoff types. But still, you have the fact that if they wreck us bad enough financially, then the federal government's the only thing big enough, and they control the fiat money machine to basically buy off enough people, you know, with their little credits on their welfare cards to go along with the system. You've got half the public working for the government or getting government contracts, so I see that as an internal type of almost political civil war, the parasite class against the rest of us, and we have jobless claims up 12% in the last 2 weeks. You know, last year, we were losing on average 500,000 jobs a month. Now it's right at 1,800,000 jobs being lost a month. This is clearly a depression that we're in. Oil surges to $79 as the dollar plunges. Gold reaches its six-week high of $1,125.50. We've got Medicare cut across the country 21%. Outside of any legislation, that's in the news. I mean, all of this is going on, and we see the signals by the media and the government that they want to start clamping down on the Internet. That's my next point I have for you. I was trying to go to this article out of Blogspot today. Headline, Mr. Larry Pullet Silverstein, Did You Commit Insurance Fraud on 9/11? And it's a pretty mild article, just basing the facts on all this record insurance he bought and the fact that Building 7 was clearly blown up. Give me a document cam shot, guys. There's a little bit of doodling on here, but the point is, content warning, when I tried to go to Blogger, Google, which isn't even the browser I use, somehow laid this over the template, and I'm getting reports, and people are sending me screenshots for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is happening as well. It says, some readers of this blog have contacted Google because they believe this blog contains objectionable. That's what they do in Australia. Somebody flags a site and it's blocked out of the entire network nationwide. So some readers of this blog have contacted Google because they believe this blog content is objectionable. In general, Google does not review, nor do we endorse the content of this or any blog. For more information about our content policies, please visit Blogger Terms of Service. And so, more and more, we're seeing these warnings. Oh, this is information questioning 9/11. Are you sure you want to go to this? It may be dangerous. It may be bad. And we see all this Triptome getting shut down last week by Microsoft, just without a court order, without anything. We see open calls for this. Mike Rivero, comment on the attacks on the Internet.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I think the Copenhagen disaster and the ClimateGate scandal was the wake-up call for the powers that think they are, where they're finally beginning to realize they've lost the ability to lie the people of the world into going to whatever direction they want to go. They're just now realizing they can't sell us the wars they want anymore. They can't always sell us the presidents they're going to want. The American people are angry with the government. They're starting to turn away. They've lost trust not only in the government but in the corporate media. And so we know that Cass Sunstein, Obama's czar, was saying, well, if we can't
automatically wave a magic wand and bring the public's trust back to the government and the corporate media, then let's go out and start destroying the trust they have in the alternative media and the blogosphere to at least, you know, level the playing field. And then we'll spend a lot of money back at the TV networks for really beautiful high-tech sets and a lot of really pretty people and see if we can lure the people back that way. But it really isn't working. Again, it's Cold War mindset. And the bottom line is all these little warnings that are going up there are just telling people, okay, this is something that some vested interest doesn't want me to see, and it's going to have the banned in Boston effect. People go right past those warnings, and they say, oh, wow, there's got to be something really tasty in here now. And so I think it's actually having the opposite effect from what is being intended.
But it's setting the precedent for them to start gatekeeping, according to anonymous complaints.
Well, I think that's where they want to go with it, but I think the American people are going to understand that that basically is the hallmark of the dictatorship. And I think at the point where they start saying you cannot look at certain websites any longer is when America is going to lose any last remaining denial that it has about what this country's become.
I agree with you. Separately, now not just the borders, but at airports everywhere, the federal government says they have the right without due process, without probable cause, without, what's the exact quote here? I actually had the Seattle Times. It's also in the LA Times. It's a Hugo Martin article published in both. No curbs on border searches of cell phones and laptops. And then it says U.S. Customs and airports, so separately, are taking electronic devices without first establishing suspicion of wrongdoing and keeping them for sometimes 6 weeks and downloading everything off of them without warrants. We know whatever they do in the airports is a beta test for the wider society. I mean, this is worse than communist China.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, we're already hearing that they're going to start putting the naked scanners in bus and train stations. And this idea of grabbing somebody's portable electronic device and simply looting it, I mean, this is such a dangerous situation. Not because we're necessarily carrying anything electronic or terror plans or anything like that. Basically, they're trying to enforce the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. They're basically trying to make sure you don't have pirated music and movies
without
on there.
Without due process. They just do it. They just line you up and take your goods. I mean, the Nazis just lined you up and took your papers and looked at them. And this is now just, we're just taking this from you.
Well, see, the problem I have with this is that a lot of us are carrying information, data on our cell phones, on our laptops, that may be confidential to our clients. And we already know that every time the FBI gets something they think they can use to do some insider stock trading, they've been caught doing insider trading with information they loot from cell phones and laptops and phone taps.
Exactly. They admit this is being dumped into the NSA database, and the government hands it out to all their criminal friends.
Absolutely, which opens up opportunities to basically for government insiders to make money off of your work. In my day job, I have information, visuals that belong to my clients that are not supposed to get out in the public until after the program has aired. If they get out early and get into People magazine or something, I'm in real big trouble.
That's right. I mean,
and
you work on some of the hottest TV shows out there.
Yes, and you know, some guy at TSA sees a compromising picture of a star, sells it to his buddy over at the Fan magazine. They all make money, and I get in trouble because I'm not taking proper care of the proprietary information.
And they already got caught in England last month with a TV movie star taking his naked photo in the scanner.
Yeah, absolutely. So we cannot trust these people with our data. And so basically what the government is saying is that, you know, they have the right to come into our place of business, which is our cell phone, and simply rifle through, and anything they find useful, they're going to take and sell. And meanwhile, you know, anything that we have that they don't think we should have, they're going to throw us in jail about.
Well, they can also frame you with it.
Yeah, they can plant data on that device just as easily as they can take it off. And that's the real
danger. How many videos do we see from cops on squad cars where they do hand signals and plant drugs on people?
It's a major problem. And they could put something like, we already have seen cases where hackers working, for example, for Israel will hack into somebody's computer and plant child porn and then call the authorities on somebody to get them busted. And it's just a huge problem. Somebody could take an iPhone going through the gate and then come up to you later on and say, we found this picture of an underage girl, you know, whatever. And then you get to go off to jail and they put you in the sexual predator register and basically destroy your life. And it all comes down to the fact that we cannot trust this government with our personal data. And this is why we should be very angry about this idea that they're going to be grabbing our cell phones and laptops. It's not because we've got anything to hide. It's just that we have a government that thinks it already owns all of our own private data.
And that's why we have the precious Fourth Amendment, this hedge around us from the experiences of an oppressive government that our forebears went through when they traveled from Europe to the colonies and what they went through in the colonies. I mean, it's just common sense and these precious ancient rights that go back to before the Magna Carta. I mean, think about 8 years ago, everybody freaked out over the Patriot Act. Now, without even a whimper, Obama reauthorizes the worst provisions, the whole thing, and there's almost no fanfare with it, and they're naked body recording us and seizing our laptops, and public schools are watching children through the laptops at home without warrants, and they think it's so normal, they tell on themselves and say, yeah, we're watching you, this is freedom. And this is what the founders wanted, was laptops watching you in your bedroom. You know, without warrants. I mean, this is unbelievable. And it's just getting worse by the day, by the week, by the month, by the year. I mean, think how far we've come the last 8.5 years since 9/11. Where are we going? Two segments straight ahead with Mike Rivero. Your phone calls from Oregon, Germany, you name it.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fit Glove technology
and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow.
MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
We are at a key time, a juncture in human history. Now is the time to support alternative media, to appreciate the free and open internet that we may not have for much longer. They bring us into an open depression. They can shut it down as CNN's pumping, as the White House is promoting. We need your financial support as well when you buy the books, the videos, the ball caps, the Patriot t-shirts. They're all materials that wake people up, that help you interface with others, that help you identify yourself at city council or work or on the street with other like-minded people to form your own communities. We've got these Tyranny Response Team, InfoWars.com, ball caps, $9.95 at InfoWars.com. And your purchase makes this radio show, the films I make, the news websites, this whole operation possible. So be sure and support us, and I want to thank you all for your support, and support people like Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com as well by visiting the site and supporting his sponsors, support our AM and FM sponsors, support everybody that makes this radio show possible. Let's go to Larry in Germany. Larry, you're on the air with Mike Rivera. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Larry, Mike. Alex, I got two things. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, it's about Glenn Beck and Chris Matthews and people like that. My question is, we know that they're phonies and that, but they're also working towards an agenda with what they come out with, and that it's a highly sophisticated psyop. But it's also, we know that it's not personally them that's doing that and their ideas and stuff. So my question is, how do you think, who gives them their orders, and how do they, in their, you know, who's telling them what to do and running that agenda and coming
all right,
up
me,
with
let me comment on that and get Mike Rivera's take on it. Okay, it's sophisticated. Chris Matthews has been a political operative for 30 years. That is what Chris Matthews believes. And they'll get a talking point when Ron Paul surging in the polls for president to come out and say his supporters are dangerous, he's bad, he's racist. And then Beck and Matthews put that out. Once he's driven down in the polls, they can have him on and make themselves look good. They get talking points. This is on record about what they're pushing. So you see Matthews and Beck pushing new taxes to pay the bankers. I mean, it's very transparent. Their teleprompters are loaded for them on talking points, and then when they have guests on, they just regurgitate those talking points. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the messages sent in, you know, and it's not exactly that they sit in an office and somebody says, you will tell this to your audience. But when they go to parties and dinners and on the golf course and they have discussions with their backers and supporters and friends, it's this little sort of gentleman's club or this little clique where they're saying, this is what the agenda is going to be to serve the collective good of the very, very rich people. And the general way that it operates is somebody like a Glenn Beck will come out, and for a while he'll say the things that we all want to hear, and then slowly he'll start turning around and start trying to lead us back into the fold. It's like the way a sheepdog will try and get some errant sheep and nudge them back into the greater flock, and that's kind of what they're doing here. And so every once in a while you'll see somebody and you say, yeah, I love the way that, you know, that Glenn Beck is saying the things I want to hear, and Keith Olbermann is saying all the good things. And then once they've built the audience, then they basically start towing them back.
Well,
into,
I mean, here's an example. There was a Politico article yesterday. I never got it to it. It had a headline like, Republicans go after radicals in their own party. Will you print that for me? And it had top Republican strategists saying, we're going after the birthers. We're going after the truthers. We're going after people that don't like the Federal Reserve. We're targeting them and demonizing them. So they have the real talking points get written by their strategists, put out, and then they load that into the teleprompters and follow it. And it's come out in 2000 that CNN is full of CIA operatives literally scripting it. So there is some actual scripting that's going on. We're going to come back with another segment with Mike Rivera, talk to Karen, John, Herman, Bob, and others. Coming up in about 35 minutes, we're joined by the folks that have the ATF take their BB guns.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.